This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. So glad to have you on. For the first 30 minutes, I'm going to spin my playlist. This week, it includes all current songs from Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, Uganda, and Morocco. At the back half, we are going to then catch up on this year's biggest night in entertainment in Ghana. The 25th anniversary of the Ghana Music Awards took place June 1st and 2nd. Radio DJ and music journalist Prince Benjamin breaks down all the highlights, including live sounds of performances, speeches, and the biggest winners. Oh, and guess who cleaned up entirely with 8 awards? Here's a hint. He was on the show earlier this year on the day of Ghana Independence Day. And then after that, we're going to wrap up the hour with another special feature, this time on Mukumba, the band from Zimbabwe. Now, they're on tour in the U.S. currently, and they're going to be on this show soon. Ahead of that, we're going to listen to the band's story, and that is narrated by journalist Evans Zeninga of the Voice of America's Zimbabwe service and others, including some of the musicians. So that is it. That's the show. Now let's get to the music. We're going to start out in Nigeria with this brand new single by Casey called Big Fish, followed by 2 more songs from South Africa and Ghana. I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now we go to South Africa with Banyama by Mid-90 and featuring Official RSA. From Ghana. This is Heather Maxwell, your Inside Music Time in Africa. Now we move over to Ethiopia with Anatu by Gutu Abera.
Barana, avan shenate majarana, aku tun walale ala ma malake da wade ka edi se galuf jalala erku man bontu argade jarako haman ramar mare bonni kedi de sumate jale
Africa. Hey everybody, now we're going to Zimbabwe with a song by Taitie and Kiki Rudo Ruwako.
Orengi rozi yangu wakatotumwa na mwari uri mumoyo mangu wakatonamira pandiri zvinonditekenyedza paunoti unongodaini ndinoda tigodanana kusvikira narini
wazadzisa moyo wangu wava mumwe wangu kusvikira tachembedzana tasvika
chandongoda rudo rwako ramba uchonde parudo rwako
ndonzwa manyukunyuku ndinewe ndapanda dzikama ndinewe ndabvuma ndiri wako zvakawanda zvina basa sero ndinewe
usambotya mudiwa kwandiri hauna mosva kwandiri utori special mai mwana makosha
chiuya mudiwa tiende 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 isu tiende tiende tiende
chibata ruoko
tiende 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 tiende
chandongoda mwana mwari uri mumoyo mangu wakatonamira pandiri zvinonditekenyedza paunoti unongodaini ndinoda tigodanana kusvikira narini
wazadzisa moyo wangu wava mumwe wangu kusvikira tachembedzana tasvika
chandongoda rudo rwako ramba uchonde parudo
All right, that was Taitie and Kiki Rudo Ruako. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Listen, we've got so much more great music. Stick around. This is Music Time in Africa. At the back half, remember, too, we've got news from Ghana on the Ghana Music Awards and everything that happened there. And also a listen inside the story of the band from Zimbabwe and who's coming to Music Time in Africa very soon while they're on their U.S. tour, Mokumba. And now, two tunes from Nigeria. First off, here's Kiz Daniel with Double, followed by Yemi Alade's brand new hit, Tomorrow.
nasi.
Yemi Alade is right. You just never know about tomorrow, do you? Hey, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Hello. I hope you're all doing well. Listen, normally around this time in the show, I play the number one hit of Billboard Top 100. But guess what? It is the third time in a row that the same song is being played. So I'm not going to play it again, even though it's great. It is, in case you're curious, I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. It's a great song, just not going to play it again. But what I am going to do is play you three more songs before we get to our special features on the Ghana Music Awards this year, presented by Prince Benjamin, and then Mokomba, a little pre-U.S. tour story by Evans Zeninga. So this first song is by Giovanni Kihingi. It's a single, brand new. He's from Uganda, based here in the United States. The song is called Tipsy.
She's a little bit tipsy.
Whatever you do to me, I've never felt before.
nikushike, nishike nikushike baby. Ongeza moto.
Fantasy with That Girl from Kabbalah. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Why you know they get my time? Is there someone else? Will they do me corny? Every day new story. Say I just they waste my time. Cause you don't become someone else. Si palava for me. You know they touch my body, oh. It feels good to love somebody and somebody loves you back. But it feels one-sided now. It feels one-sided now. You don't have to pretend about it, cause it's crystal clear now, now. Guess it's back to the good times. I'll be gone by the sunrise. I'll be better on my own. I'll be better on my own. Nah, nah. Nobody should call me.
If you hurt me, I deserve it. I've been acting foolishly, forgetting what you are. You stopped loving me, I know. But even chaos serves a purpose.
It feels good to love somebody, somebody loves you better. So don't give in till you change mine, cause I'll be here for a lifetime. You don't have to pretend about it, cause it's crystal clear now, now. Guess it's my.
Hello everybody, ni Juliane and I'm in the Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on The Voice of America.
غيب الخاطر ماشي بالسيف ما تنساش راكونا كيف كيف قلوب صافية وفك عانا الحلاوة في سترة في وجهي بحكة الصفرة في صوتي ديك النبرة ديال وحدة قراها الضبرة شالات فوحي الجمرة طفاتلي بديك الدمعة بوحدي مقابلة لقمرة وسط همومي تحت السمرة عشت وشفت شي عدي
الطبرة شعلات في روحي الجمرة طفاتلي بديك الدمعة بوحدي مقابلة لقمرة وسط همومي تحت السمرة
وحدي أنا وحدي
شعلات فروحي الجمرة طفاتلي بديك الدمعة بوحدي مقابلة لقمرة وسط همومي تحت السمرة
وحدي أنا وحدي نواسي روحي وحدي
Everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. That was Rima with Dakha Sefara from Morocco. Well, now it is time to get with Prince Benjamin and find out all about what happened at the Ghana Music Awards.
Hello, Dr. Heather Maxwell. Hello, Music Time in Africa. The biggest night in entertainment in Ghana took place at the Accra International Conference Center, AICC. It started on Saturday, 1st June, ending on Sunday, 2nd June, 2024. I am Prince Benjamin, and I've got the highlights for you, courtesy the organizers, Chatterhouse. We can relive the event with some live sounds from the momentous night.
The Telecel Ghana Music Awards.
What do you do when you've done music for about 20 years, but have not seen any success? No hits, no tours, no awards. Do you give up or keep the energy? Well, Kim Paluta from Kumasi kept the energy, even when he was fighting depression. Finally, in 2023, he had multiple hits with stars like Ochiame Kwame Samini and Kwame Eugene. In 2024, he saw more success. He released a solo song called Asida, which went viral. He's toured parts of Europe and the UK with it. He got 4 debut nominations for the Ghana Music Awards and won 2 of them, Best New Artist and Best Hip Life Song. That's not all. He performed Asida live at the award show. The sweat, blood, and tears are paying off. If you need inspiration, you have it in King Paluta. Ouch!
Ouch! This is beautiful, Charlie. King Paluta, my bruh. What do you say? My bruh. So, Charlie, King Paluta, I'll be clear example of let's give time some time. This is big inspiration to the youngins. What do you say? Big shout outs to my fans. Big shout outs to God. Big shout outs to everyone that supported from day one. What do you say? This is beautiful. What do you say? King Paluta season, King Paluta 9. Mama say, ouch! Thank you very much.
We didn't have a seat. They spit on my face. So they block our way. So yo.
King Paluta's viral hit, Asida, meaning Thanksgiving. Let's talk about live performances for the Ghana Music Awards 25th anniversary. I won't bore you with names of those who flopped. My focus is those who shine bright. The band Fra were the third but first performers to get everybody on their feet. Singer Kwabena Kwabena was dripping in fashion and vocals. Mr. Drew performed a choreography and sang with finesse. The Lifetime Achievement Award winner, High Life icon Amachi Dede, demonstrated old age cannot stop him. Stone Boy did a flamboyant display of his native culture and talent, but above all of them, the woman, Ethia, who literally descended onto the stage in angelic glow and vocals, converting her new Afrobeats hits into ballads and a jazz funk festival. My goodness! Her breath control, presence, voice, amazing. A masterclass indeed. Ethia didn't receive any award for the night, but she got more. She increased her fan base and deepened our respect for her legacy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everybody. We're 25 years celebrating Ghanaian music for 25 years, and tonight we're gonna give you some old school. Let's go! Are you ready now to get some fun?
Yeah, yeah!
Are you ready now to get some fun? To get some fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Wake up feeling good. I feel like Uber Super. It's a new day. Hey, it's only getting better. Come on, to my body feeling good. I feel like Pork Walker. Where my gingham's at? Say, can't you see my jam? One more time. Now, miss it once upon a time. A little younger.
Tell
things I've changed. Things are getting better. You Uber Super. I'm back. Can you hear me? One, two, three.
Feeling back home.
Living up on my mind.
Feeling back home.
Living up on my mind.
Feeling back home.
Living up on my family.
Feeling back home.
Living up on my country.
Feeling back home.
Living up on my tune.
Feeling back home.
Living up on my condo.
Feeling back home.
Yeah.
Feeling back home.
The vocalist and rappers are usually at the front, but what will music be without the producers, instrumentalists, and sound engineers? Sound Engineer of the Year went to Mixmaster Darcy, while the Producer of the Year was announced as 30-year-old MOG Beats.
I'm overwhelmed. This is my fourth time actually winning this. I really want to say thank you to God first, and then to everybody that has been part of my story, and to the board, of course, for honoring me this year once again. Thank you so, so, so much. God bless you.
And the winner for Best African Artist is Davido.
That is.
Davido of Nigeria pronounced Best African Artiste, an honor given to African musicians who are not Ghanaians. Dr. Maxwell, 25 years of the Ghana Music Awards. Once upon a time, the biggest award was the most popular song. It is the second biggest trophy for the show, and now it's just before what replaced it in 2008 as the ultimate Artiste of the Year. In the most popular song category, we had 13 songs competing, but the entire country predicted correctly.
And the winner for the Telecel Most Popular Song of the Year is Terminator King Promise.
Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for our winner.
I did deliver. I pass it up to you. What's up, my people? Listen, first of all, I want to say a big congratulations to everybody in the category. Nasi, everybody, I want to say you guys make me a better person. The fact that you make amazing music that inspires me as a Ghanaian brother to make sure that my standard is high. God bless you for that. Understand? Secondly, listen, let me take this off so you know it's real. I'm from Nungwa. You understand? I'm from Nungwa. It's not a lot of us, and most of my friends, where we are from, we never expect to be where I am right now. So if I'm here today, I just want to say thank you to everybody who support. Big blessings to the Most High God Almighty.
Congratulations, King Promise. Amazing.
On 14th June, King Promise will release his third studio album called True to Self. The final and biggest award was presented by the Chatterhouse CEO, Madam Teresa Ayoade, Creative Arts Council boss, Jankrumah Akufo-Addo, and the announcement came from the Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Andrew Ejapa Mesa. The competitors were Black Sheriff, King Promise, Kwame Eugene, Sako, the Stone Boy, and Nasi.
The winner is...
Beep, 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 beep.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the 25th edition of the Telecel Ghana Music Awards
is Stone Boy!
Artist of the Year!
Big Nation Sensation!
Good evening, Ghana. I just want to say thanks to the Most High God and my mother, wherever you are, resting in peace. Thank you for showering your blessings upon your son. I wrote a long speech, but I'm lost for words. I have been very consistent, and I have been very hardworking throughout the years. Ever since I won the Ghana Music Artist of the Year in 2015, big respect to every other artist in the category. I couldn't do this without Beam Nation, Ghana. Thank you so very much. From all the way from the Volta region to Ashaiman to the rest of the world. Somebody say, boom! Boom! I want to say shout out to my lovely wife for being there. For being there for me all day. Thank you so much. You know, she's like my friend, my companion. God bless you. Big respect to all my team members, all my brothers from the street, Newtown, Ashaiman, Nima, Mamo B, Nungua, all the Zongos, all the way to Bolgatanga, Tamale. I love you guys so much. This is your beloved Stone Boy, the artist of the year. One love, one life, blessings. I love you so much. And we're going to do a nationwide tour. God bless you guys.
Legendary multiple-time winner of the Artiste of the Year accolade, Stone Boy, Mr. Livingston Eche Setakla. One God. Bim! He took 8 awards from the Ghana Music Awards 2024, including Songwriter, Album, Reggae Dancehall, Record and Collaboration of the Year. Unstoppable Stone Boy, Bim Nation Sensation. Congrats to him. Until next year, Dr. Heather Maxwell, this has been the 25th anniversary of the Ghana Music Awards. I am Prince Benjamin.
Why, baby, why? Why, Katy, baby, why? I cannot wait no more. Baby, bust the loops, let's get the party at it. I love your attitude, I cannot wait no more. Baby, break it loose up on me. I'm in the
Well, thank you, Prince Benjamin. Guys, now you are all caught up on what happened at the Ghana Music Awards. And are you surprised? How about that 8-win streak by our guy? I say our guy because he's been on the show before and very recently, Stone Boy. Ah, everybody else, too. You did a great job. Okay, now we're moving to the last feature of the hour. This is all about Mukumba, the band from Zimbabwe, who have been on the show before, I think about 12 years ago, but now they're coming back. I think actually right now they are already on U.S. soil for their tour. They've got a new album out. They're coming to our studio, to Music Time in Africa, in just a week or so. So you're going to hear from them. But this is a story of their story as presented by VOA reporter of the Zimbabwe service, Evans Zininga.
Mukumba is a Tonga word that connotes a deep respect for the Zambezi River. the fourth longest river in Africa and the largest flowing into the Indian Ocean from the continent. The six-member band sings in English, Luvale, Tonga, Ndebele, and Shona. It is a unique, energetic troupe that lights up the stage, keeping its audience on the floor. It combines Zimbabwean traditional and modern music instruments. Alison Luke is the founder of Alia Productions, an international artists booking and management company which is overseeing the group's USA itinerary.
What fans should expect from the tour, Mukumba's tour, is an incredibly infectious, high-energy performance with the musicians playing their instruments, dancing and singing, sometimes all at the same time.
Mukumba's lead guitarist, Trust Samende, says the band is preparing for big shows.
Mukumba is coming back with a new album, which is called Tusona, an album that I believe people are going to love, because I've been getting good reviews.
Bassist Tinotenda Zingapeta, affectionately known by his stage name Tijo, says they have a lot to offer this year.
We always have something to offer to our crowd. People are always looking forward for something new that to intrigue their feelings, something that they can learn from.
Mizai Bamu, a Zimbabwean based in Maryland, who is also hosting Mukumba, is expecting a full house in all shows.
I'm excited about Mukumba coming through. To be able to host such an amazing and talented band is a great honor and a privilege. They're a national treasure. Just the rhythm, the energy, the culture, and the heritage that we are able to celebrate through Mukumba is unmatched and incomparable. Come as Zimbabweans to celebrate what our country has to offer. Bring your friends from Zimbabwe, from other countries in Africa, from all over the world. Bring Americans as well, because there's something for everyone when it comes to Mukumba.
And luck is promising fireworks.
It always impressed in which they're singing.
The band members are Matthias Muzaza, Trustworth Samende, Miti Mugande, Ndaba Costa Moyo, Patisani Moyo, and Tinotenda Zingapeta. The internationally acclaimed music outfit, which publicizes dangers of contracting HIV, substance abuse, and other social ills, has become a big hit in many nations, including USA, Germany, and Britain. Evans Zininga, VOA News, Washington, D.C.
Hello, everyone, and with that live recording of Mukumba, the band from Zimbabwe, and that story about the band, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening, and can't wait to meet you again next weekend. Also, I want to thank my guest reporters, Prince Benjamin and Evans Zeninga. And also, congratulations to all the winners and the nominees of the Ghana Music Awards, and a special congrats to Stone Boy. Please be sure to tune in again next weekend. I have a live interview and music with Tosin Aribisala from Nigeria and possibly Mukumba. Join me again next weekend. Also, get on my YouTube channel and watch some of what you're listening to. That's Music Time in Africa, and also Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, the web page, voaafrica.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, and you'll find everything. This radio program broadcasts live every weekend on shortwave and select local FM stations. Till next time, stay beautiful.
This is VOA News. I'm Tom.